when we make peace or reconcile with someone who had been in conflict with us, we experience some joy. And the reason for this joy is that the obstacle to our relationship has been put aside. So we experience inner peace and inner harmony. The same is true with our relationship with God, my dear brothers and sisters. When we confess and when we receive the blessing, we reconciled with God. Oh, there is some inner joy, inner peace in us, because shame, guilt, and remorse has been taken away from our conscience and our own selves. And so we celebrate, we rejoice. Today is Laetare Sunday, a day of rejoicing, because we experience in a special way the reconciliation or the joy of reconciliation with God. Let us take a look at our first reading. Yahweh told in the book of Joshua that the reproaches that the Israelites experienced when they were in Egypt is over. That's a good news. There is this transition from the old self to the new creation. And this action is initiated by God. Let us always remember that man sinned, but God took the initiative of reconciliation, of reconciling man with God. So it is all in the goodness of God. God did not sin. It is man who sinned. But look, it is God who took the initiative of reconciling us with Him. So what happened to this? This is the shame, the guilt, the remorse that the Israelites experienced when they were oppressed in Egypt is over and done. And so they experience a new life, a new lease in their lives, my dear brothers and sisters. So we too experience this because we too carry our own guilt, our own shame, our own remorse because we sinned. But when God enters into our lives, a new experience, we experience new creation within and among us because God has entered, God has reconciled us once again. And take note what Joshua said in his book in our first reading, that the Israelites, after the reproaches in Egypt was removed by Yahweh, they will now never experience eating manna. They always experience manna in the desert. But now that they have returned to the promised land, no manna. Why? Because they were going to till their own land and they will eat from the fruit of this of their labor. And what does this mean? This experience, the experience of God's goodness is, we experience rather God's goodness in a new way after our reconciliation with Him. We experience this newness of life. It's according to St. Paul, new creation. Because God has removed our guilt, has removed our shame, has removed the remorse that we have due to sin. St. Paul talks about how can this new creation be achieved. For St. Paul, it is through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ in His acts of reconciliation. We are reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. And St. Paul said this. You know, personally, I had this question and I could not understand. St. Paul said that God made Jesus Christ to be sin for our sake so that we could be reconciled to God. In other words, the meaning of this, that Christ did not know sin, but he was made sin for our sake. He embraced our brokenness. He experienced our brokenness. He is the bridge that connects man and God through his act of reconciliation. Just imagine that, my dear brothers and sisters. This is the self-emptying of Jesus Christ to reconcile us to God. So he was made sin. Though he did not commit sin, he did not have any knowledge of sin. So he, by embracing our sinfulness, by embracing our brokenness as a human being, he was able to reconcile us to God. And that is reconciliation. And that reconciliation brought us, or we are made rather, into a new creation. The prodigal son, the gospel that we have, actually it should be also entitled the prodigal father, because when the prodigal son squandered his property, it was the father who also squandered. What did the father squander? Can you bet? You're so silent. Are you sleeping? What did the father squander in our gospel? Love! It is his love that is squandered to his prodigal son. It is unusual for the son to ask for the inheritance from his father. Usually, the son would ask the inheritance if the father is already, what? Dying. But the father is very, very alive and strong. It's unusual that the son ask for inheritance. Give me my inheritance. Why? Because he wanted to live what? Independently from his father. And that what sin does to us. Sin makes us independent from God. We don't need God. You can live independently from him. So what did the prodigal son, the younger son, experienced? Hunger, famine, and realized that, oh, in my father's house, many hard workers have abundance of food, while I am famished here. I am starving here. I now have to come back to my father. And what does this mean, my dear brothers and sisters? The impulse of reconciliation is the realization of the grace of the past life. When we sin, and when before we sin, we enjoy the grace of God, it is then that we come to a realization that we need to reconcile with God, because our life in sin has become what? Become? Miserable. When we live in sin, our life is miserable. Do you agree? Whether you like it or not, it's the reality. That's why we have to get back to God, to reconcile to God, because we don't want to live in misery. That's why there is that need. As the prodigal son experienced, he led a miserable life apart from the Father, and that is what sin does to us. We live in misery. That's why we have the need to be reconciled with God. But look at this, my dear brothers and sisters, the Father. What did the Father do? He restored the dignity of the prodigal son. What did he do? He ordered, put a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet, clothe him, and let us celebrate. He slaughtered a fattened calf. What does this mean? Our dignity, dear brothers and sisters, is restored to us when we reconcile with God. Why? What happened to our dignity? It was all destroyed. It was all devastated by you are silent again. Class, please, please. I'm just kidding. Our dignity was lost and destroyed because of sin. That's why we read again to reconcile to God. And look at this, the attitude of the prodigal son. This is a requirement in reconciliation. He was humble. I will tell my father, I have sinned against you and against heaven. So he recognized, he was humble. Isn't it true, especially between husband and wife? When you want to reconcile with your partner, you have to be humble. You say, honey, darling, sweetheart, I am sorry. When you say, I am sorry, what is that? It is an act of humility. When you are so proud, when you are prideful, you cannot reconcile with your partner. You say, when you say and you're full of, you say sorry and then you're full of pride. Oh no. Reconciliation can never be or can never happen, dear brothers and sisters, with pride. Reconciliation only happens when we are empty, when we are humble, like the prodigal, the younger son. Aside from this, what did the father do to the eldest son? Who blamed the father? You did not, I am here with you. I never disobey you. You did not give me a code get to celebrate with my friends. The father convinces, because the eldest son does not anymore recognize the younger son. But what did the father do? The father convinces the eldest son, he is still your brother because I have restored the lost dignity in him. What does this mean, my dear brothers and sisters? That we have a common home where we recognize each other again as a brother and a sister. You know, what is happening to our world today with stiff competition, rivalry, and etc., we never see the other as a brother or a sister. And our God, who is our Father, convinces us that, hey, everyone is your brother and your sister. So this is the story, my dear brothers and sisters, of the father who, again, squandered his love. His love is overflowing, especially to the younger son who was lost and has been found, who was dead and has come back to life again.